Good evening. The show begins tonight in Pakistan. A conversation with Hussain Haqqani, my colleague of the Hudson Institute, who is a former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. The articles point to General Munir, the field marshal in charge of the Pakistani army, to have been elevated to a post that is not unlike the dictators since 47. Very powerful military men. And why? The state within the state is a military. I speak to Hussain about this, and it comes from the vulnerability of the birth of Pakistan. It didn't exist before 1947, and was born out of the catastrophe of the partition. Million dead, more, no count, reliable. And now, today, it still feels vulnerable from India, from Afghanistan, from China, making deals in all directions. A rough neighborhood, but hard to say why Munir is now elevated other than the fact of a sense of security. However, the northwest frontier is a constant battle. Artillery exchanges recently with the Pakistani Taliban and the Taliban itself, sheltering the Pakistani Taliban. Then turn to the matter of the Chinese economy, speaking with colleagues Ann Stevenson Yang and Kelly Curry. The revelation to me is that China is not only involved in the precursors for the fentanyl poison, but also for methamphetamine poison cooked in Myanmar, Burma, by a gang and shipped throughout Asia. China knows it's going on. It has supervision of the trading routes. It's a strange business. I asked both Gordon and Chang and Kelly Curry, is there any way the Central Committee doesn't know this? They both answered very completely, no. Also a conversation about Latin America with my colleagues Ernesto Araujo and Alejandro Pina Exclusa about Venezuela. Unknown what comes next other than the fact that a very powerful fleet with air power off the coast of Venezuela and Maduro is urged to leave ASAP. Will there be a tough transition? You bet, but at least there is confidence that I heard from Alejandro that the opposition has a president, has a leader, has an inspiring leader as well, and is ready for the rough days ahead. At the same time, Mr. Trump or Maduro are offering to talk. Diplomacy is much better than the vicissitudes, the unpredictability of warfare. The story tonight is the second hour of my conversation with Barry Strauss, Professor Barry Strauss, Jews versus Rome, the story of the constant rebellion of the Jews of then Judea against the Roman occupiers, conquerors, and then the Jewish revolt of 66 to 70, and the Jewish revolt again in Bar Kokhba 70 years later, led to the Jews being demoted in Rome's eyes to not trustworthy. So they changed the name of the province from Judea to Palestine, that being a Roman version of the Philistines. That's when it started, Palestine. Rome trying to suppress the Jews and make sure that Jerusalem was not a Jewish city. 2,000 years later, it's a Jewish city. Rome's reach was not successful. Later on, a conversation about the water crisis and the pollution crisis and the poison of the cars in Tehran with someone who lived there as a child, Jonathan Saya of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Also a conversation with his colleague Ahmad Sharawi of Syria, how the Syrian government al-Shar is making deals in all directions. Turkey, yes. U.S., yes. Russia, yes. Syria is in the middle of a tangle of competing missions. There's much more to the story. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Good night.